Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. Today is Monday, April 15th. Time is 18:46. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. You're getting this episode on Tuesday morning, so I hope your Monday was fantastic. I hope your week is off to a great start. And mine was okay. My Monday was okay. I just got home from work a little while ago, had some dinner. You know, the dinner for me has been very interesting since starting this blood type based diet because I find myself combining foods that people typically don't combine. All right. So my wife today made some salad. We always have salad with every meal. And salad sometimes is the main meal. But she made turkey patties for me and made like little hamburgers out of these and put them in buns for the kids so they could have burgers. Now, I don't eat the bread. The bread goes against the blood type based diet. So I took these and I put these in corn tortilla shells. All right, like taco shells. And they were fantastic. So I had my little turkey patty tacos with some salad. It was really, really good. And I find myself now consuming more corn products than I think I ever have in the past because the corn is in the blood type based diet. That's okay. The turkey's a neutral, so I can eat it. So it's good. How this works is you have like good, neutral, and bad. So poultry, most poultry is all in the neutral category. The only meats that are really in the good category for this diet are things like fish. So I find myself, I'm not a huge fish person. If I still lived by the coast, I would be eating more fish because I like fresh fish. I don't like things that have been frozen. You know, it's not good to me. But the poultry being in the neutral side of the category here is I can eat a lot of that because it's in the neutral category and it's not harmful. And one of the biggest benefits to this blood type based diet is it is a cancer. There's been studies done out there and a lot of people try to discredit what goes on if it doesn't line up with their exact facts, but Big Pharma's out there trying to screw everything up for everybody. And they basically say, oh no, there's no proven science by this. There's no proven benefits. There are studies out there and the research suggests it will drastically reduce the rate of cancer, all right, for someone like me with my blood type diet, with my blood type. So take it for what it's worth. I'm enjoying this because of how good I feel. My stomach feels fantastic and I don't get heartburn and I've dropped a ton of weight doing this. So had dinner, tried to message my employer again today about this transition from going, you know, full-time on the wee-woo wagon to part-time at the clink, and they are not too happy with that. They're not being mean. They're not being nasty. They just said, hey, we need to get so many days out of you. If not, it's not worth keeping you, basically. Now, I kind of think there's a little bit of a play here on their end. So let me ask you this. If you already had a guy that was trained up and he was already had uniforms, all the expenses were paid, his certifications are good, all he has to do is show up and you could make money off his labor, right? So me being a warm body there makes them money. So you mean to tell me I'm not making you enough money so I can't be there? You get what I'm saying? So the goal in the grand scheme of things is right now the Wee Woo Wagon is 9 to 5 and my whole purpose for wanting to switch this was to be on the Wee Woo Wagon full time and be at the clink part-time and basically work every other weekend there just to add coverage, just to help fill in. And then whenever I move into the 24-hour rotation, I can go ahead and pick up more days because with the 24-hour rotation, you get multiple days off a week. And if my wife is working and it's bad weather or there's this or there's that, if someone's got an open slot, I could just go take it. I could effectively be working just as much as I am now, right? So I tried to explain this to the employer, didn't get a response, and I don't want to be mean, I don't want to be nasty, I don't want to say anything wrong or do anything to potentially screw up future employment with this company. So I think what I'm going to do is, instead of getting all bent out of shape about it, I think what I'm going to do is say, hey, if you would like me to turn in what was issued to me, I can turn it in, and then I'll be more than happy to come reapply whenever I get moved to 24-hour, to a 24-hour schedule, and I can, at that point, reapply for a part-time position and come in and start. So that's about where I'm at with this, and it's a little sad because I enjoy working with the people I work with. I like going in and seeing everyone and talking and shooting the shit. However, there isn't much of that. That is very minuscule because there's so much isolation at that job. So you get to smack talk and interact for like 30-second, 2-minute increments, and then that's it, really. You know, it's not great. And this was what made the Wee Woo Wagon so appealing to me, was that I get human interaction. I'm not stuck. I don't have to do all this crazy stuff. I can just come in and, you know, I don't have to go through any kind of crazy clocking procedures. I just write in when I get there. I write out when I leave. I go do my job for the day, whatever's asked of me. And it's typically easy work. This is not intensive labor, right? And I have freedom. I have utter freedom. I have freedom to use the phone at work. I've got freedom to do things. And I get none of that at the prison. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
So, some good news from Epic Times. The Supreme Court allows Idaho to enforce law blocking sex change procedures for minors. And this was just published. This came up on my feed. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued an emergency order late on April 15th allowing Idaho to resume enforcing a state ban on sex change related procedures for minors after the law was blocked by a lower court. At least 5 of the 6 conservative justices voted to restore the state law, while all 3 liberals voted against doing so. It was unclear at press time how Chief Justice John Roberts, a moderate conservative, voted. Although the decision took the form of an unsigned order, there were multiple opinions issued by various judges. So here's... I have so much to say about the transgenderism stuff, and I am not... Here's the thing. If you're someone out there that's transgender, I'm not going to come say anything negative to you. I'm not going to refuse to interact with you. I'm not going to cross the street to avoid you. Nothing like that. It is your life. You live it however you see fit. If you decide you want to go chop off body parts or you want to take hormones that shouldn't be in your body, like, you will live with the consequences of your actions. All right. But I have a big problem when it comes to enforcing this on our children and pushing this on our kids. I don't like it. Not at all. And I, kids want to be something different every day, right? One day your kid might say, hey, I'm a dinosaur. You don't go get him dinosaur reassignment surgery. You don't give him T-Rex hormones. You don't do that because this day he's a dinosaur. Well, what about tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow he's a shark. Do you get a tail fin sewed to his feet? What do you do? All right. And the idea that society is pigeoning that this is okay is a problem. All right. And again, the only reason that society's doing this, think about it. This is what's disgusting about this. They're preying on your kids is what they're doing. They are preying upon your children. You know why they're doing this? Because children are easily manipulated. All right. We have created things like Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, all these things, and kids believe it because they're young and anything can happen and magic still exists and, you know, they're children. So it's really easy to say, hey, no, this is the way something is. And the kids just believe the adults. So when, you know, teachers or parents or authority figures or anybody says, hey, you're confused, you don't know what you are, that instills in these kids' minds that they're inadequate. And then they want to, you know, they want to feel adequate. They want to feel complete. But by God, you can't do it without hormones or a surgery or anything like that. Or puberty blockers can't do it. You will not feel adequate until you do this, because that's what we put in your head. And it's the government that's doing this. It is your authority figures that are doing this. It is school officials, school board members. There is a ton of people who are doing this that are preying upon these kids. And I think a lot of these people who are doing this, they don't realize what they're doing. They're just trying to follow the norm and be politically correct about stuff. And they're just going with it, not realizing the damage that they're doing. And the one thing is of course the government wants this to happen. Of course, Big Pharma wants this to happen, because there's big money in these doctor's appointments and medications and surgeries. There's a lot of money in this stuff. And you got to think, if you're a girl that all of a sudden says, I want to be a boy, well, now you're buying new shoes, you're buying new clothes, you're redoing your entire wardrobe. Maybe you're going down to the good old Home Depot and you're buying paint to paint the kid's room from pink to blue because the kid wants to be a boy now, or whatever. So there is stimulating money in this. It's stimulating the economy in some fashion, mainly through Big Pharma. And why, now that you've got a lock on this cash cow, why would you want to turn that off? Why would you want to do that? Gender dysphoria is a real thing and is treatable, okay? But they would lead you to believe that, nope, you were born in the wrong body. There is not one shred of scientific evidence out there that says a female can be born in a male's body or vice versa. It's not a thing, all right? And I go back to what I always say, when we were younger, when we were kids, if there was a girl that acted more like a boy, we just assumed, oh yeah, she's a tomboy. She likes football and baseball, and she hung out with the boys, and we played, you know, with matchbox cars or whatever. She wasn't into the Barbies and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's not a damn thing wrong with that, all right? There's a lot of girls who grow up that are like into the boyish stuff, you know, like the sports, and want to go out and ride pedal bikes or play with the remote control cars. There's a lot of girls who are like that, and they didn't grow up and get surgeries, and they didn't turn out to be a lesbian or anything like that. They just grew up and existed and found, you know, someone that was into the things they were in, and they're just living their lives. That's it. And it's that simple of an answer. Like, it's, there's nothing wrong with these children. You're telling them there's something wrong so you can benefit off that struggle. These people should be in prison. These people who are preying upon these kids and trying to convince them that they're inadequate and they need surgeries to feel that way should be imprisoned. None of that is okay. And for the life of me, I can't believe parents go along with this nonsense. How do you, as a parent, think it's okay to tell your child that they are not good enough, that there's something wrong with them, that they need to seek out this help? They need to go through and get these puberty blockers and all these things. How do you, as a parent, justify that? And then, not only how do you justify it, but how do you pay for it? Are insurance companies now adding in there, like, transgender procedures covered? You know, is that a thing now? I mean, this is a lifetime thing. If you're a female that wants to transition to a male and you want to have facial hair and a beard and stuff, you can't just stop those hormones. Once you're on them, you have to stay on them forever. And where's that money going? Big Pharma. That's where it's going. And they have no problem selling you this bullshit story and this bullshit lie. And I'm going to tell you what, I was raised very hardcore Catholic, okay? And one of the things we believe in the Catholic religion is that your body is the temple of God, and doing anything to harm that temple is a sin. And I think that cutting off body parts and changing gender and doing all these things, I think that is the ultimate sin. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
We're not going to get too preachy into religion. Like, I don't want to get preachy. I don't want to sit here and beat everybody's ears with religion, because a lot of people don't want to listen to that. All right. But since the eclipse happened, there is a lot of people out there screaming the end of the world rhetoric, with the earthquakes and some of the disasters that we've had and then the eclipse. There's a lot of people out there that are screaming end of the world is near. Jesus is coming back. Repent. I'm seeing a lot of traction with this end of the world type stuff in regards to this. And in the last segment, we talked about the transgenderism. And if you follow religion, and, you know, it kills me. Like, a type of person that I honestly cannot stand or stomach is somebody that acts smug because they claim to know more than you based on religion. All right, now let me break this down for a second. First and foremost, there's a ton of religions out there. They all have common ground, but they all speak a little bit of a different message. They all have a little bit of a different story, right? So no two religions truly line up 100%, and people worship the way they want to worship, so they split hairs over some things, all right? So in regards to this end of the world and being what it is, so just to break this down for a second, nobody is supposed to know, okay? It's not supposed to be a known thing. You're not supposed to know when the second coming is. You're not supposed to know when this is going to happen. And that's a common question that a lot of people ask within their religions, like, is the end near? Is the end coming? And it's like the common general answer for most people is just no, it's not. And then you have a lot of people talking about like opening the seventh seal and things like this. And, you know, it goes on and on and on, the signs that could be there before the end is near, all right? But when we talk, what we talked about in the last segment, so the last time God ended the world, all right, and he flooded the earth, he did it based on man's pride. And I know there's people out there, well, Jester, that's not exactly accurate. I don't care. So he ended the world due to man's pride, flooded the earth, and then afterwards said, I will not end the world like this again, and then gifted the world the rainbow. So does anybody find it interesting that the pride symbol that man is now using for body modification and doing these things that aren't necessarily right is the rainbow with pride stamped right on it? Now, isn't it even more interesting that the natural rainbows that we see in the sky consist of seven colors, and the rainbows that they're using for the pride stuff utilizes six? This, although it's not a sign that's known, I feel like this is a sign. I feel like it is a sign that, you know, something big could be coming. The Lord ended the world based on man's pridefulness and then gifted a rainbow. And then you're going to take that rainbow, modify it, slap pride on it, and use it to do these things that are sins. Wow. Just wow. 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 Anyway, I can go off on, you know, I could go down different conspiracy roads left and right about the end, how it would be, where it's going to come, what the signs could be. But to me, the way I was raised and the things we were taught and what I believe truly is, when we get into war with China, then we will know the end is near. And that's been a belief system that I've held for years, based on different teachings from different people. Whenever we get into the super war with China, that'll be when the end is near. That's going to be the ticket. So, and I've been worried about war with China for years, and I think it's coming. And we're finding out more and more and more about weirdo stuff that China's doing as far as putting surveillance stuff here, watching us through the app, stealing data, flying over balloons. I mean, come on. Does anybody else out there scratch their head and think it's really, really odd how much products we buy from China, how we directly fund that entire nation with our dollar, and then they're over here spying on us? And no one's even trying, and like you would think the people that are in on this would be very simple and come up with a very good bullshit story. Like, here would be a good bullshit story. Well, yeah, we take your data and, you know, we do a little bit of surveillance to find out what products you guys are into. So we can, you know, so we could put our labor efforts in where, you know, these goods need, you know, put our labor where it needs to be to get everybody's goods out to them. You know, so we listen in and we monitor you guys a few months out before Christmas to see what people are thinking about buying, so we could make sure you guys get your stuff for Christmas. And do you know how many idiots out there would believe that bullshit story? Do you know how many? It's a good bullshit story. Do you know how many people out there would be like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. They monitor our phones because they want to know what we're looking at on Amazon. And then they make the stuff in bulk so we can get a discount on it. China's awesome, guys. That would be a good bullshit story. Sadly, they haven't came up with one yet. But maybe they will. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you like hard-hitting news and up-to-date explosive investigations, well, you better look elsewhere. Check out The Beans and Weenie Show Is Doomed most Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble and Podbean. You are listening to The Doom Daily Show.
So a side note, and something I'm not really going to tear into, but I did see in the news today that protesters, the Free Palestine protesters, shut down the San Francisco Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. Yes, Golden Gate Bridge. You know, I think it's funny how if there's a protest that, you know, stops commerce or, you know, destroys buildings or causes chaos and people get injured and things get burnt to the ground or people take over entire cities and people die within them and they don't allow emergency services in, all that's okay and you won't be charged for it as long as it fits the narrative, because that's what it's about. Are you protesting for us or against us? Oh, it's for us? Okay, cool. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, I'm not going to dive into all these different things in regards to what Trump is on trial for, because frankly, it's just too much to keep up with. I don't even want to read into it all. I don't want to try to keep up with it. It's just, it is nonsense. They are, so I'm neither left nor right, all right? But I look at it like this. I believe to the center of my core that Trump is a plant. He is in there for a good show. He is in there to keep you glued to the TV. He is in there to make the American people think that the system actually works and it's doing something, because the elites and the people that run the world over top of the U.S. president, the people that are behind the scenes drawing the curtain back and forth, letting you see the things they want you to see or take away the things they don't want you to know about or decide what gets put in the media and what doesn't get put in the media. You know, these people, you know, this like deep state type stuff. I do feel that they are in direct contact with him and he knows the game plan and he's just rolling right along with it. I think every part of this has been pre-planned and they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm not... Right now, how glued to social media is everybody? How much are people utilizing social media? You guys got to think about this for a second. You turn on that TV to find out what's going on. They're getting ratings. You're sharing stuff back and forth on social media, boosting algorithms and staying on there glued to find out what's going on, following certain people. This helps them generate ad revenue, okay? So by you being sucked in and glued to this nonsense, they effectively make money. And that's what it's about. How can we make money off the American people? Well, let's give them a freaking show. Because that's what this is. After all, you're making decisions on, oh, we'll charge Trump with this, but not Biden with this because he's old. We're going to keep the January 6th protesters in there. But you know what? Let's not do anything about the BLM protesters or the CHOP zone. No. We're not going to do that. We won't. And people would have you think like, oh, this is a left and right issue. It's amazing what the left gets away with. It's amazing how they prosecute the right and blah, blah, blah. But here's the reality. Both sides are manipulated. That's it. It's a game. It doesn't matter. It's making them money. They're making money off you buying into this nonsense. All right. And sadly, that's just all it is. This is a show. And I have people out there tell me, Dooms, you're wrong. That's not how it works. Like they tell me, I can't believe, like for myself, I can't think about that. I gotta believe that this is real. I gotta believe that, you know, there is, you know, left and right. And I gotta believe this. Yeah, because you were trained to. And they start this at a very young age with you. All right. So at a very young age, you go into school and they teach you to conform. They teach you to stand in line. They teach you to raise your hand to talk. They teach you to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. They sit you in like this eating cafeteria community where it's like everybody starts clicking together. Like you've got the preps here, the jocks here, the goth kids there, the geeky kids here, the science nerds there, the Ben dweebs over there. And they start segregating you, okay? And then it's like, okay, we're going to further this. So now we have two team captains. And you're going to pick your team and you're going to pick your team and you guys are going to do battle. And then as you get a little bit older, it's like, well, now you're into team sports and it's all fun and good and awesome. Then you get into junior high and high school and then you start learning about rivals. And then you get into college, you learn about college rivals. And then you get into the real world and you learn about NHL rivals, NFL rivals, basketball rivals. Like everybody has a rival team and you were trained to hate them. For no reason, you were trained to hate that team. I grew up as a Steelers fan. I'm in a bar one day in Florida watching the Browns play the Steelers. I got a Steelers jersey on. I go outside. I still smoked at the time. There's this Browns fan that comes out. When I walk outside, light up a cigarette. I'm out there smoking. This Brown fan comes out. He says, can't you just give us fucking one? Just let us win fucking one, you assholes. Like, starts getting in my face. I'm like, I don't know you, dude. Don't talk to me. Talk to your coach. Like, what do you want me to tell you? I am a fan. I don't get into the rival bullshit. I don't care who they're playing. I just want to see my team perform well, and I want to see them win. And I want to hope that they get to the playoffs, because, man, if they made it to the Super Bowl, holy crap. That hasn't happened in years, and I would love to see that. That's it. And then it got to the point after that where I didn't even watch the games anymore unless we were in the playoffs. Now, I don't watch at all. I don't care, because I finally figured out what this all is. I finally figured it all out. So, if you're Democrat or Republican, guess what? You've bought into the rival nonsense. That's what you bought into. No countries worship politicians like we do. You guys know that's just like a U.S. kind of thing, right? You guys realize that? You don't go to other countries and see Trump stickers or Biden stickers on cars. That's not a thing. That is a here in the U.S. thing. That is nowhere else, okay? It's not. And we will go out and spend money and stimulate the economy on what idiot we want to see in the White House, or what idiot we want to see on TV. That's what we do. And it is crazy to me that people are still buying into this nonsense, because it doesn't matter who gets in there, guys. It really doesn't. There's people behind the scenes pulling strings, making decisions. That man is just a face for the bullshit you are about to witness. But that's all. Producer Scooter, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I love you, man.
Your mind just amazes me. Love you too.
And for everybody else, we'll be back here again tomorrow. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And have a lovely day, guys. I'm out of here.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.